Emergency break of the week.
Jimmy, did you have a boyhood hero in sports?
Cameron Henry Aaron.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's black.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, gee, boyhood hero.
Gee, has he noticed?
God, I thought that was a drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
If it were baseball, it would be Buntosaurus Rex.
Right, but if it's sexual, it's...
All right, okay, we get
it. Hey, guys.
Move on.
Can we do some football, please?
What?
This ought to be fun.
Can we do some football, please?
In just a minute, you can do some football. You'll do football when we're done.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We give you the candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And we realized yesterday in the luncheon that we emceed that we'll detail at 9:15 this morning. It is amazing that through 16, 17 years of doing this feature, we never run out of material.
That's how bad we are.
So much poor broadcasting, primarily on the station. We've found some e-breaks from some other stations and networks and things like that. All these candidates this week are from The Ticket, starting with one, Junior Miller.
Oh, now what's this all about?
Who last Friday had to run the e-break. I was out of town. And you were talking about the very unusual comment of Casey Millen, who called the AAC the African American Airline Center.
Mm.
And as you were trying to digest that entire phrase, you started sinking. No one tried to save you, but you couldn't save yourself either.
I'm not sure how, but it's offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
The African American Airline Center.
Mark.
For a Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And candidate number three.
What is that supposed to mean? You mean that it would be called that for some other major team that plays here?
No, I'm saying I could see him referring to it as that if, say, it was hosting some kind of...
Like if a circus were in town?
No, not a circus.
Well, what then?
You know, like let's say they had...
Disney on Ice.
Let's say they had Black Month.
Black Month?
Wow.
You mean February?
Go to the next one.
Black History Month. A Black History Month concert there.
Gosh.
It's Black Month here at American Airlines Center.
God,
man.
It offends me all over again just hearing that.
I giggled about that all weekend. I thought about Black Month
all weekend. Gosh.
Black Month?
Yeah, what? And how have they commemorated that at the AAC over the years?
Black Month?
Yeah. All right. Way to go, Junior. That's awesome there.
I guess I was angling. I probably shouldn't even get back into this.
No. Yeah, you want to...
I guess I was angling for, you know, if they'd had maybe an NAACP convention there.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Right, Craig.
That's what I was trying to say, and it came out Black Month. A Black Month celebration is how it came out.
I think it's just NWA, not NWACP.
No. NAACP. Which, by the way, I can't believe they keep that title.
I know. And they have the airline, too, that still has that title.
That's TWA, isn't it?
NWA?
No, I'm talking about the NAACP.
Oh.
Keeping that title. Not the band.
Let's move on to candidate number two, shall we?
Northwest Airlines, okay?
Oh, is that what it is?
Northwest Airlines.
Oh, I thought it stood for something else.
Michael Krennic up for an emergency break of the week. He boxed himself into a corner because we had Stars hockey coming up. He was doing his last ticker at 6:55. There's no ticker coming up at 7:10, so he figures out the next ticker will actually be him the next morning.
Your source for the 2012 Masters, I'm Michael Krennic.
This is the coolest guy in town.
Reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Next ticker at 7:10 with Jake. No. Next ticker tomorrow morning with me, I guess. Yeah, all right. Bye.
Monday morning at 7:10.
Gosh.
It's
me. Wow.
Worst dismount ever on a ticker?
Bye.
Pretty bad. I want to hear that again. That made me giggle so much.
Your source for the 2012 Masters, I'm Michael Krennic.
This is the coolest guy in town.
Reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Next ticker at 7:10 with Jake. No. Next ticker tomorrow morning with me, I guess. Yeah, all right. Bye.
Monday morning at 7:10.
It's yeah, like the run. Right. May Street.
Yeah. No. Seven. No. All right, there's Michael Krennic up for an e-break. And so is Matt McLaren. He who does such an awesome job hosting the Stars pregame show.
Who are these? I've never heard of either of these two
guys. Yes, you have.
Matt McLaren, Michael Krennic.
Matt McLaren does our Stars pregame show, part of the Soul Patch. And he does an awesome job with the Glenn Gullitson show during the pregame presentation here on the Ticket. And the great thing about smartphones, you can do so many things on them now. You can record, you can shoot video, you can post videos to Facebook. But he recorded his Glenn Gullitson show on his phone. The problem is he didn't transfer it to his laptop. What's the one thing that could derail that during the Glenn Gullitson show?
A phone call?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And this comes from his wife. You think she's going to keep calling back to? What do you mean? He's not answering? All right, so this is this nonsense.
How much pressure do you feel to try and close these things out in regulation? And is that something that you're conscious of during the game where we've got to get these points right now?
You know, we haven't really focused on that. And, you know, at this time...
All right, well, a little bit of difficulty there as I was trying to play this off my recording device, and I got a phone call in the middle. So that is fantastic! Yay! You can always thank your wife for calling at the most opportune of times, I would say. So let me pull this back up and try to get you going one more time here. And I apologize for that, and I guarantee you it's about to happen again. So see if we can get the rest of my conversation with Coach Goldstein going here. That's all that matters, because based on what you do tonight...
Really. Did that ever happen to Brad Sham doing the Tom Landry show?
No.
His wife never called him on the Marantz.
Well, that's the risk, though. If you're recording a guy, let's say, not just playing back, but if you're recording on your iPhone and you get a call, at that time, what happens
during recording?
I've done it a couple times, and I go to airplane mode before I do it, which basically turns the phone off. Yeah, because I've had that fear of getting the phone call while playing it on the air.
That is awesome. You can do a high-quality interview, though, on your phone.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, that was a very unfortunate thing that he didn't transfer it to his laptop. So Matt McLaren's up for an e-break.
I felt it was very unprofessional when he yelled, yay.
Yeah, that's something else, Brad. Yeah,
everything was professional up until then. The phone call.
Yay! Hey. All right, so it's Junior Miller, it's Matt McLaren, and it's Michael Krennic. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The Plantation Junior.
Wow.
Is that a new nickname?
Jeez.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
J.D. Don's fat Mexican wife.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hello, United.
Yes, ma'am.
Blood.
I need it. I'm going to vote for my lifelong lover and friend, one Craig Junior Miller. Love you.
Oh, love you too.
It's a fake one.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning, guys. First of all, shout out to Race Week. Second of all, when's the next ticker? Bye.
8-14, maybe.
That's a bad McLaren vote there. Hi, you're on. Sorry, that's Michael Krennic. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
The other guy.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Junes, the Grand Wizard, please.
Hey, easy.
Wow.
Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Wizard.
This is Scott. I'd like to place my vote for Junior Miller. Racism. Prove it.
It's the worst phone in the history of Scotland.
Is that the guy who encourages to feed our lawn?
Yeah. Yeah, fertilize with Scots. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Tick, tick, tick. It's the Office Depot stopwatch.
Wow.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sebastian and Frognot, you're on the Mike Fisher Show.
Frognot.
Good morning. Wait. My wife's on the other line. I'll call you back. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for the Matt McLaren
fake
vote.
Energy at it first.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to Taco Robber, and I vote for June.
And we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Yay.
June
Plantation
Yella.
Junes is wanted.
Now, I don't think I deserve that. I deserve the e-break, but I don't deserve those nicknames because I'm promoting Black Month here.
Right.
There's no such thing as Black Month.
While you're ahead.
Yes.
It's Black History Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how, but it's offensive.
Exactly.
The African American Airlines Center.
Mark.
For a Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And candidate number three.
What is that supposed to mean? You mean that it would be called that for some other major team that plays here?
No, I'm saying I could see him referring to it as that if, say,
what?
It was hosting some kind of...
like if what? A circus were in town?
No, not a circus.
Well, what then?
You know, like let's say they had...
Disney on Ice?
Let's say they had Black Month.
Black Month?
Wow.
You mean February?
Let's go to the next one.
Black History Month, a Black History Month concert there.
Gosh.
It's Black Month here at American Airlines Center.
It's because I wasn't here, right? You were just out of sorts because I wasn't here.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable.
If I'm not to your right.
Yeah, and I'm not comfortable hosting the e-break. Only you can do that.
I don't know if I can do that very well either. How many wins is that for Junior?
Well, that's his first win in about 8 months.
Mm.
You, my friend, are a professional.
Way to go. All right, it's 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Minnesota Nipples.
Is the...